Vegas Nation Podcast is powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Law. Give them a call at 702-820-1234 or visit samandash.com because you deserve what's right.
Las Vegas is a place where working the system can get you in serious trouble. I'm looking at you, card counters.
But why not go after the system in a positive way? At Sam & Ash, we provide that with the best personal injury representation.
And as a former insurance defense attorney, I know their tricks and will use that to your advantage.
With our compassionate yet tenacious drive, we'll get you the maximum settlement that you deserve.
So call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
Football is back, and we may not be together at the game, but we can still get in on the action together at home. Put your football knowledge to the test with the Contour Pick'em game from our friends at Cox. Place your picks, climb the leaderboard, and come back each week for your shot at the grand prize. Just say football picks into your Cox Contour remote to play or visit them at cox.com/pick'em.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1. Where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for takeaways with me, Heidi Fang. What's up, everybody? It's time for the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Fang, and this show is sponsored by Sam and Ash Injury Law and presented by our current Blue Wire sponsors, Pepsi, Indeed, and Favor. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you find your podcast, and also check out VegasNation.com to keep on top of all of your latest Raiders news. Every Wednesday, I've got you guys covered with interviews from players, personalities, and others from around the league. So this week, I've got for you Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow joining the show. I'm also going to get you caught up with John Gruden and Derek Carr's thoughts after their win in Carolina 34-30. They beat the Panthers, and man, they got a big one coming up here. Their Las Vegas debut in Allegiant Stadium against the Saints, Monday Night Football. And I'll give you my top takeaways from Sunday's game going into Monday Night Football. So let's kick this show off right now with Hunter Renfrow talking about his thoughts when he first walked in to seeing Allegiant Stadium.
It's world class, you know. Everything, not only the stadium, but the facility we have here where we go every day. Of course, the stadium and the support that the city have shown has just been top notch. The stadium is world class. It really is. It's so cool to be able to go in there, and it's ours. It's the Raiders. We don't have to share with anybody. I guess maybe UNLV and some stuff, but it's ours. We can call it home, and it's as good as it gets.
Well, as you head into this season, it's kind of interesting now that in your second year with the Raiders, you're the most tenured wide receiver that they have on the roster. So what does it feel like kind of being a veteran and a leader on this team?
Yeah, I was scrolling through Twitter the other day and I saw an article came out that said that. And I was like, what? That didn't even make sense to me. I feel like I'm brand new here. But it's been good. It's been good. We have guys with a lot of experience. Someone like Nelson Aguilar. Zay Jones, I mean, they might not have been Raiders for long, but they've been really good football players for a long time. So really just listening to them, and then you have rookies coming in, new guys coming in, and being able to learn from them because they have a lot of knowledge come from college, doing things different ways, but also sharing some insight as well.
Well, what have you seen out of Henry Ruggs so far? I mean, he's kind of now solidified that role as that big receiver that the Raiders needed there in that position. So what have you seen from him so far?
A lot of speed. that's the thing that I think we were looking for, and he absolutely brings. But he's not just a fast receiver. He's very technical. He can run any route in the route tree. He can run choices. He can run goes. I mean, he literally can run everything that you need him to run. So I think that it's going to be exciting come Sunday, but also as this year progresses, all the things that he's able to do.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you and Brian Edwards, another rookie here on the team, because it seems that you two share a lot of history from your roots down in Horry County. Talk about how you got to know Brian Edwards kind of growing up and through high school and all the way through college.
So we have one of my best friends named Sawyer Jordan. His dad was the coach at Conway where Brian played. And he was a few years younger, but he'd always hang out with Sawyer and I'd hang out with Sawyer. And so Brian would eventually, we'd hang out. He'd come stay the night at the house. I remember he'd eat all the pizza. But he was just always somebody that he got offers early on as a freshman. Clemson offered him, South Carolina offered him. And I remember I was real envious of that because I walked on, but I was always a fan of Clemson for sure. But he's just someone that, we've kept up throughout college and we were good friends in high school. And so whenever he was drafted, I FaceTimed him and we were just super pumped that he's going to be a Raider.
Yeah, so I understand that one of your best friends was actually somebody that played with Brian. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you guys had these pizza parties and he came over and ate all the pizza, it was like the friend there too. What was the environment like growing up?
But he was younger. He's like three years younger. But he never seemed like that. He was always very mature for his age. I think I was a senior when he was a freshman and sophomore. So I was a little bit older. But yeah, we'd play basketball. I remember he came one time and we played pool basketball. We went to the pool and it was just cool. It's cool to know where someone like that comes from and what they're made of, because when we go out there on Sunday or in games, I know he's not just going to lay down. And if he does, I know who I can call and get on him for, or who can get on him about that. So it's just cool. It's really cool, to say the least.
What was it about the high school down there that really helped to prepare you for the NFL and the collegiate level?
Yeah, so Brian went to Conway High School and I went to Socastee, which they were kind of rival high schools. But I think just the hard work, Socastee was never very good. We were never very talented. My junior, senior year, we won some games, but it was because we worked hard. We were smarter than everybody else. And I think those little things about, we might not be the best, we might not be the most talented, but we're going to be the smartest how we prepare and how we play. And I think that goes a long way. And same thing in the NFL. You may never have the most talent, but it's how you use that talent that's going to find success.
Did I see this right, that Socastee High School actually put up a statue of some sort for you there?
Yeah, I think they put like a little plaque up or something like that. So that was cool. So many good memories here.
This season, how much do you anticipate kind of stepping up for this team? It'll be, without Tyrell Williams around, it's going to be probably you, Edwards, and Ruggs that are being looked to help this offense. So how do you see your role playing out?
I think to be available when my number's called. We don't need to do too much. Brian doesn't need to do too much. Neither does Henry. Then you have Nelly, you have Rico, you have Zay. I mean, we're all in this together. And I think that when you try to do your job and someone else's, you kind of get sidetracked. So just focus on doing your job and have fun doing it. We only get the 2020 inaugural Raider season one time. Let's go play our best and have no regrets and just have the time of our lives, because we won't get this time back.
You mentioned Nelson Aguilar earlier, so I wanted to kind of touch on him. What has he brought to this wide receiver core coming from the Eagles and the experience that he's had in the NFL?
He's won a Super Bowl. Nelly has been great for me just because he's very selfless, great teammate, works extremely hard. He's the first one here in the morning going through scripts. And I think something that stands him apart or keeps him apart from everyone else is just – day one, he brought a great mentality into our room about, all right, the play's never over until the whistle's blown, so make sure we chase the ball. Just the little habits it takes to win a Super Bowl, because he's done it. And then just as a teammate, he's as good as it gets, just always asking. He never cares if he's the one that catches the ball, just always caring how you do, how you're progressing, and you really want teammates like that.
Last thing for me, what kind of goals have you set for yourself this season? Like you said, inaugural season here in Las Vegas. What kind of goals have you set for yourself?
I'm really not a big personal goal guy. I just want to win the game. I don't care if I have three fumbles or 300 yards. I say that in funny sense, but at the same time, I think when you get caught up in doing all these individual goals and you're trying to do this and that, you lose the team aspect. And so for me, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be and just be the best player I can be. And every single day I go out there, and whether I have 100 yards that week, the next week I'm going to prepare the same way. I'm going to go out there and just try to get better every single day because it's more of a marathon than a sprint.
So something you said I just wanted to touch on really quick before I let you go was that, you know, this season and being a team player, how important is it for this team? How much have you prepared through the mindset of this team has to make it to the playoffs this year?
I think that's where you get lost, right? I think the great teams focus on just getting better every single day. I know at Clemson, we won two national championships, and it was never to win the national championship. That was never the goal. The goal was we had five goals, and they're win the opener and so on, win the division, so on, so on. But ultimately, you just wanted to get better every single day, and you're so busy trying to get better and getting 1% better that you find success along the way, and you look up and you're in the playoffs, you're in the AFC championship. And so I think when you get caught up by all these playoffs, like putting pressure on yourself, it never happens. You just got to get focused on being your best, being the best teammate you can, and then success will find along the way.
All right, everybody, let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to hear from Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, Raiders running back Josh Jacobs, and head coach John Gruden right here on the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast.
Have you been injured in a car or motorcycle accident and the insurance adjuster will only pay a fraction of your claim, or even worse, nothing at all? That's not right.
What is right? Finding an attorney who will be a fighter for you when you need it most.
At Sam & Ash, we are revolutionizing personal injury representation by focusing on your rights and your recovery.
Call us anytime at 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Sam & Ash, because you deserve what's right.
Even though sports had a break, your business didn't. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. With 73% of online job seekers visiting Indeed each month, Indeed is going to get you the important hire you need, just like they have for over 3 million businesses. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch the season. I know everyone out there in Las Vegas is excited to see the Raiders make their debut here this NFL season. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching.
John Abram did a great job. He made a lot of tackles. He made some physical tackles. Made some one-on-one tackles, which is impressive. Showed good range, took good pursuit angles, played with great energy. We are really excited about that. We didn't have him at all last year. I thought Arnett did some decent things. Obviously, he gets beat on a double move. You can't have that happen in that situation. Mullen has his ups and downs. We're young. We did some good things. We also made some critical mistakes that we have to fix before Drew Brees gets to town, that's for sure.
Welcome back. That was John Gruden talking about the team's victory over in Carolina, but still lots of work to get done here with the Raiders. So let's get into this week one game, because the Raiders beat the Panthers, but will it be enough to beat the Saints? That's the question that I'm asking here, and I'm going to get into that with some of my takeaways on it. And right now, you have to look at the injuries. That's the first thing that I think is going to be paramount with this team as they go forward, especially when you're looking at the right tackle spot. You had Trent Brown, who left the game after the first quarter, and he never returned. He played a couple reps in there, but we knew he had the calf injury. I mean, he's a big guy. You think about the size and the weight that he's carrying, and to have that kind of injury that's lingering, will that be a problem for the $66 million man? Now, Monday night, when he faces the Saints, obviously you have the extra day there to kind of get healthy, but this is something that has been bothering Trent Brown all throughout training camp. We didn't see a lot of him beforehand. And at first, you know, sometimes they do that with big players. Josh Jacobs didn't come out. So I was thinking, well, okay, maybe Trent's just withholding for the same reasons. They don't want him getting hurt if he has a little bit of a nagging injury. But this seemed to be much more than that. So we're going to wait and see what happens with Trent Brown. And if I get any updates, I will probably post them right to my Twitter account at Heidi Fang. But the main concern there is that there is not a right tackle at all. Sam Young got hurt. He hurt his groin. I saw him work with his trainers on the sideline for quite a bit when he left the game. And you could see right away how much pain he was in, and so much that they have the blue tent that they take everybody into when they are sustaining a serious injury to get it looked at even further. And Sam Young went into that tent. So what will the Raiders do at that spot? Well, for this game, the temporary fix was Denzel Good. Now, he didn't do too bad. He held his own there at right tackle, but as we all know, Denzel Good is not a right tackle. He's played at the guard position, and it's not easy to convert to another position on the offensive line, even though it's the same principle, but he doesn't know the play calls or, you know, what to do if he has to pop up and defend on a sweep or double, having a double team and trying to figure that out. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens there. But now it's time to take a look ahead, as I have some sounds from Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs. Jacobs talked about what it'll be like for him to have this opportunity in week two. Also, he mentioned what it might be like to play in Allegiant Stadium without fans.
I mean, obviously it means a lot, not only to us, but to the fans here in this community, and everybody watching and supporting him. Obviously we want to get a win, especially being our first time in this stadium and everything like that. So it's going to be huge.
And here's Derek Carr speaking about the same thing, what it's going to be like to have this game in Allegiant Stadium without fans.
I do know with us being here and playing a home game, there still is a feel around town, like all the Raiders are playing in town, you know. So it's still exciting. And I got people, you know, driving up next to my car and waving and like, man, like going nuts and stuff. And it really honestly reminds me a lot of Fresno State. It's a real college atmosphere here in Las Vegas.
Josh Jacobs also spoke about what it was like playing in week one without fans in the stadium. So let's hear from him on that now.
It was definitely different. You have, as a team and our players on the sideline, we had to bring the juice and the energy to the players on the field more. So, like, if you would have watched last game, I was standing up when the defense was on the field and just trying to encourage them and get them hype. So it's definitely different. But in the game, I don't feel it. I don't really feel it too much because I kind of be focused and locked in. But it is weird because the opposite team, you can see them trying to look in your huddle and hear what you're saying and things like that.
That was Josh Jacobs, running back for the Raiders, who had a huge game in week one, as I figured that he would. Now, week two is a much different challenge. I think that this is going to be a game where Derek Carr is going to throw the ball 40 times. I think he's going to have to look for a lot of quick out routes, as we saw that happen with the Buccaneers facing the Saints in week one, because this Saints defense is so ferocious. So let's hear from Derek Carr now as to how they're preparing for week one. And he also spoke to reporters about the team's 2016 matchup against the Saints and Drew Brees, and what it would be like to face them in this season, and what kind of parallels he's drawing from that first meeting that he had against Drew Brees. So let's hear from Derek Carr on that now.
On offense, they're hard to stop. On defense, they're hard to get a yard on. You know, we just saw a six-time Super Bowl champ
going to the Superdome, and it's a tough place to play against a tough team, right? And, you know, it's not an easy place. It's not an easy team to play. So, you know, they got weapons too, just like we do. And you saw what happened in that game. So we have our work cut out for us. You know, when you watch the film, they're talented on all levels. You know, a lot of teams nowadays, you can find some spots that you can pick and choose where to go at and things like that. They got great secondary, and not just talking corners. And so they got multiple safeties that can play football at a high level, multiple linebackers that can run and hit, and their D-line is disruptive. Obviously, we know about Cam Jordan, but all those guys, Rankins, all of them. I'm not even going to start saying all their names, but they can all get to the passer and disrupt the game. So we have our hands full come Monday night. But, again, excited for the challenge. Anytime you can play a team like this, you get excited. We're just excited for the challenge. We're excited for that challenge to be able to play one of the best in the league and really see where we're at, you know, and compete and try and win this game.
All right, that'll do it for me here on the Takeaways edition of the Vegas Nation podcast. I'd like to thank everybody again so much for listening and for our sponsors, Salmon Ash Injury Law, as well as our Blue Wire sponsors, Pepsi, Indeed, and Favor. Everyone, hit subscribe wherever you find your podcast and check out VegasNation.com for all of your latest Raiders news. Again, I'll be here every Wednesday with an interview from whether it's a Raiders player or someone around the league or a personality that's involved with the Raiders. I'm going to be here every week for you, so make sure to check back Wednesdays for new episodes right in the afternoon, 2:00 on Vegas time. And we also have that game day show that you can catch some of my takes on. I'll be doing different packages and interviews throughout that as well. So Vegas Nation game day, that takes place on game day, 9 a.m. So check those shows out, as well as our Blitz show airing every Wednesday. Both shows you can find on Cox Earview Channel 14 in Las Vegas. So thanks everyone again, and give me a follow on Twitter at Heidi Fang. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, download the Vegas Nation app, check out VegasNation.com. And if you want to get a digital subscription to the paper, we've got a special going, 99 cents for each month for the first 2 months using my code mylvrj.com/Fang. So thanks everybody so much for listening. I'll be back next week.
Finding the right personal injury attorney in the bright lights of Las Vegas used to be as tough as finding free parking on the Strip.
Now, both have changed. At Salmon Ash, you'll get experienced lawyers who care about you and only you.
We've recovered a total of over $400 million for our clients.
And while no one can guarantee a result in your case, experience like ours matters.
Call us anytime, 702-820-1234.
Or visit samandash.com.
Because you deserve what's right.
They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com.